And the shocking thing was, I actually recognised myself from the description of someone whose career started promisingly and has gone hideously wrong. Yeah. I cannot be described as a cosmologist, by the way. Let's get that straight right from the start, because I never actually worked as a cosmologist.
But you did study it.
Yeah, I studied. I did 4 years of a theoretical physics and mathematics degree with a specific leaning towards differential geometry and cosmology.
So why is it that there are so many comedians that seem to have started life as scientists? You know, as Ben Miller, Dave Gorman, Richard Wrench, Harry Hill.
There are certain overlaps. Let's discuss this in terms of a Venn diagram. There are certain overlaps between nerds of one type and nerds of another type. And comedians are nerds. Comedians are generally young men of a distinctly weak pallor who live in smoky rooms. And that is an overlap with the science community. I have a theory that the way you come up with ideas in comedy isn't dissimilar to the way you come up with ideas in mathematics, because you compare things to other things, basically. You compare the properties of one thing to the properties of another thing, and from that, hilarity / mathematical illumination light, right? Depending on what are the two things you're comparing, right?
The foundations of our civilization,
exactly,
all those things.
Or a very good joke.
But there is also the other thing that even though there are people who have a science background, there are also a lot of comedians who don't have a science background but are very passionate about science. But then actually trying to do stand-up comedy about science, you must have difficulty when you try and tackle cosmology in stand-up.
I don't, as a rule, try to tackle cosmology in stand-up that often. I'm a little bit close to it, to be able to bring that, what's all this about? I mean, the best stance in comedy is to be the intelligent alien. To have, unfortunately, had the door opened a little bit for you by way of doing a degree means that I'm a little bit too close to it.
Now, Alice, see, I was thinking, because I think that's why physics is hard in any way to do it in comedy, is because it's kind of counter-instinctual and most people have no background in it at all. Whereas the evolutionary biology, you see, I think that's quite an easy one to do gags about. So, I mean, do you have, when you're doing a presentation...
the journey of mankind, yeah, out of Africa, that's just funny.
No, but I'm talking about the other...
Once you get to evolution... Is the purpose of the show to classify all the sciences depending on how easy they are to make jokes about?
Yes, okay. That is exactly it.
Okay. I didn't realise that. That's good. I'm on board with that project. That's what you want to do.
So, Alice, I love is finding out, when I've sometimes been to conferences, there are gags that I don't understand at all, and you must have, when you're doing a lecture... Do you have your kind of opening gag? This will get people into the idea of mitochondrial Eve. Watch out.
I've had some very, very funny answers to things when I've been marking medical student exams over the years. And there was this one bit where I was asking them what a feature that stabilised the ankle was. And somebody wrote down Spanish ape. And I was really foxed by this. And then eventually a colleague said, oh, God, I know what it is. And I said, well, have you been lying to them? And he said, no. I said that the two bones at the ankle grip onto the talus, which is the top bone of your foot, and they form a sort of spanner shape. And obviously the student had just written this down. And it kind of, you know, it's like esoteric knowledge. And of course... What's nice about anatomy and the stuff that I do is it's not actually esoteric, it's quite accessible.
Well, that's what I found difficult, is when I found out that the song about the head bone connected to the neck bone actually does have some inaccuracies in it, which is one of the reasons that I didn't do very well in anatomy. This is the problem with a lot of 30s songwriters.
It's not a mnemonic for an exam, that particular song. I don't think that's how it was invented. It wasn't passed from anatomy students to anatomy student. Because why would you put a chorus in? If you've got a mnemonic, why would you have a bit that goes, dem bones, in the middle of it like that?
That was one of the problems I think I was marked down for racism in the modern age.
That would slow you up during a viva. If in the middle of it all you had to pause midway to the rib cage and go, and then start again.
It's all right. Well, we've talked about the fact that, we're not mainly going to be talking about how science and comedy mix, but it's just because it's the first one and we were just intrigued as to, because we were originally going to talk about the fact that bonobos are a fantastic ape to create humour from, because they're the only ape with a fashion sense. Not merely the fact that they rub genitals together to ease a fight situation, but also if they find a dead rat or a cockroach, they place it on the head and march around. And that's true, they parade around showing off their hat.
Really?
They're dead. Yeah. So that's why physics I find much harder.
This was television, because there's three people just staring at you completely blankly. I just want to report that because it's
so anyway, Alice, you recently did a series about the out of Africa theory, the fact that the whole of humanity actually began from Africa. It's amazing human journey, isn't it? The great human journey.
The incredible human journey.
The incredible human journey.
I said to the BBC,
great and amazing. Can I make it quite clear?
I said to the BBC, you can't call it the incredible human journey, because the incredible journey is a story about, I think, two dogs and a cat trying to find their way home.
Yeah, it is. That would be fantastic if it was two dogs.
Basically, what you're saying is that humanity's family moved and humanity followed them.
So what you're really saying is your series was about the fact that most animals are telepathic.
Yeah.
Good.
Did you think that these programmes have been any way controversial? Because I know that you...